ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Marshall Islands is moving ahead with plans to launch the world's first national cryptocurrency, announcing last week that it had enlisted the blockchain expert Steve Tendon to advise its new policy. It comes, though, after the International Monetary Fund strongly cautioned the country against adopting the digital tender, fearing that it could ruin its economic reputation. So why is the Marshall Islands forging ahead with this rather controversial project? Priyanka Srinivasan has taken a look.
It's a move that brought the Marshall Islands international attention. The small Pacific nation would launch the world's first legal cryptocurrency, built on the completely digital platform called blockchain. President Hilda Heine has been a strong advocate of the cryptocurrency project and says it could help the country's economy become self-sufficient.
Well, here is an opportunity. There may be other strategies, but for now we have this idea we could float and see the outcome. We need to take a step forward.
But 1 year since the initial announcement, not everyone's convinced cryptocurrency is a step forward for the Marshalls. Gif Johnson, editor of the Marshall Islands Journal.
You know, it's being touted as a possibly a very significant moneymaker, but at the same time, I mean, there's certainly a good amount of skepticism just based on the history of cryptocurrency worldwide and the big drop in value.
Instead of using paper notes or metal coins, cryptocurrency operates on the entirely digital technology of blockchain. Once established, Marshall Islands' new cryptocurrency, called SOV, would allow citizens to buy goods and receive payments entirely online, with no need for a central bank. Though this could free Marshall Islands from relying on US banks to process foreign transactions, some fear it could also destabilize current banking systems and ruin relationships with overseas institutions.
We recommend the authorities that they seriously reconsider the issuance of the digital currency as a legal tender.
Marieke Sands is the current International Monetary Fund mission chief to the Marshall Islands. His organization has been vocal in its criticism of the country's decision to develop the SOV as legal tender.
In the IMF's view, there are significant risks associated to the SOV from an economic, a reputational, and governance point of view. Also, an important risk in terms of anti-money laundering framework and counter-financing of terrorism.
And because of the enormous carbon footprint, there's another reason why Marshall Islands may want to reconsider their plans. Dr. David Glantz, director of the Centre for Software Practice at the University of Western Australia, explains.
We know that cryptocurrencies and the mechanisms by which these currencies operate are hugely consumptive of power. So for the fact that they're getting involved with something which basically they have campaigned long to try and get nations to recognise the damage that climate change is going to do and then get involved in something that's going to hasten that whole process seems incredibly short-sighted as well.
Despite these words of caution, the Marshall Islands government, under the guidance of Israeli company NEMA, has forged ahead with developing its national cryptocurrency. Last week, it announced that blockchain expert Steve Tendon would join its team to help address some existing concerns. He is famous for developing Malta's cryptocurrency policies. Gif Johnson from the Marshall Islands Journal again.
We can see that some very heavyweight people are being brought in, which says it's a serious undertaking. I mean, that's the obvious message from this. The government wants to do it right.
Last November, President Heine narrowly avoided a vote of no confidence, which was in part sparked by his support of the cryptocurrency plan. Whether bringing in high-profile advisers like Steve Tendon will help ease concerns remains to be seen.
This isn't really about the Marshall Islands, other than the Marshall Islands as a platform for it. Will it work? Look, I really have no idea.